You are listening to a message from City Church, located in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on City Church, or for additional resources, including service times, recommended readings, and additional audio, please visit citychurchpa.org.
If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Ephesians, where we are exploring this great theme of Christian identity. We believe this, that in times of trouble, in times when there is crisis, in times when you're crushed from every side, in times when you don't feel like you've got a place to go, one thing that anchors us, one thing that sustains us, is understanding who we are and whose we are. And the book of Ephesians does that very well, where Paul spends more time talking about who God is and what he has done, and how then should we live out of that. And so we've decided to call this series, Because of Jesus, I Am. And today we're looking at, because of Jesus, I am blessed. I am blessed. And so we get to see this in the book of Ephesians. And let me begin this way. As far as I remember, my pursuit of the blessed life, I remember when I was in high school, on my last year, when I was trying to, when I was so filled with anxiety and wanting to be successful in life. And I remember ending up having to go to a witch doctor, trying to find solutions from him. And I remember him giving, I paid some money, and him giving me some water to bathe in, and some words to say in order for me to have a blessed life. And that didn't work, of course. And I remember having to go and stand at my mother's grave and speak to her, because at that time we believed in ancestral worship, but at the same time dabbled in Christianity as well. I remember standing in front of her grave and beginning to talk to her, believing with everything that she could talk to our ancestors, and our ancestors could speak to God on our behalf, so he could give me a blessed life. And I remember that didn't work either. That led me to more and more despair. And when I became a Christian, I remember adopting almost the same mentality of thinking that if I praise him enough, if I give enough, if I serve him enough, and if I do these things. I remember chasing that high, looking for a way, and thinking that if I do this, God is gonna bless me. And it wasn't until I went into the book of Ephesians that I discovered that this is sometimes even our problem as humanity. We want the blessed life, but we believe that in order to get it, we need to do something first. But the book of Ephesians is going to say something totally different. Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 3 says this: blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this: who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ. And so the book of Ephesians is so helpful in the fact that just as I had done, Ephesus was also a city where they practiced a lot of spiritual rites to get God to bless them. And Ephesus was the place where spirituality was on the rise, just like our society today. And Paul begins to talk to those Christians that have been saved in this society and begins to show them what a blessed life looks like. And in fact, from chapter 1, verse 3 to verse 14, Paul writes one long sentence, the longest sentence in the Bible. And in this one sentence, Paul writes, exhorting the Ephesians to bless the Lord. Listen to this: to bless the Lord because he has blessed them in Christ. To bless the Lord because he has blessed them in Christ. And in this passage, Jesus is mentioned 14 times. And so now we know that our blessings are rooted in this one person, Jesus. And in Christ is mentioned in this book 36 times, and 11 times is mentioned exactly in this passage. And so this is the good news of the gospel, that in God in that God has given us himself, that there's no greater blessing than to have the triune God on our side for us and not against us. And so we have a Father that loves us. We have a Savior who calls us our brother. And not only that, we have a Holy Spirit who seals us. And so, and in Christianity, we have this thing called baptism, which is almost like a name-giving ceremony, where we're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which basically means that now God has given us himself. And so this is actually the blessing that Paul begins to walk the Ephesians through. The fact that, like, God has given us himself, and he has done it first. And so this is the truth, that in Christ we're blessed beyond all measure. That Christians don't bless so that they can be blessed, but we bless because we've already been blessed. And so the blessed life I was looking for has already been given us to us in Christ. And so this is the truth of the gospel, where in Christ we're blessed far beyond all measure. And what are those blessings that we find in Christ? And I love this, because the book of Ephesians is going to begin to help us with this. And in Ephesians 1 verse 4, we're going to get to discover that because of Jesus, I am chosen. I am chosen. It says this, for he chose us in him before the foundations of the world to be holy and blameless in love before him. And this is the blessing that we have in God. And what does that word, he chose us, mean? It focuses on the fact that God set his eyes on you and me. He set his eyes on you and me while we were not looking for him. He set his eyes on you and me before the foundation of the world, and before the foundations of the world. And not only that, he chose us so that we can radiate with holiness. Radiate with blamelessness, and he then made steps to come and change us and to come and save us. And I love this, because his love is so personal, but it is also so particular towards us. There is a moment in God where you can stand, while you know that he loves everybody, there's a moment where you know that he loves you and me, and he loves you very deeply. I love this, because I came from my grandfather had 16 children, and that means that he had more than I think right now he has more than 70 grandkids, but I loved the whole idea that when I sat in front of my grandfather, I always felt as if I was more the most important person. I remember when I was coming to America, when I went to go visit him, and he killed a goat for me, and I knew that I was special to him. Even though he had many grandchildren, he still had this particular love for me, and every single one of us as his grandchildren knew that he loved us in the same way. This is the kind of love, in and even more, that we find in God. That God, in God, we are blessed with the love that God in Christ has chosen to know us, that he has chosen to love us, he has chosen to seek us, that he has chosen to forgive us, and he has chosen to embrace us, he has chosen to befriend us. That is the blessed life, my friends. This is why then Psalm 32 says that blessed is the man who has been forgiven. Blessed is the man who God doesn't count his sin against him. And then also, as we read in Ephesians 1 verse 5, we get to discover this. It says this, that he predestined us, that God purposed, that he wanted to do this, that because of Jesus, I am adopted. He predestined us to be adopted as sons through Christ Jesus for himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. This is something that pleased him. This is something that pleased him. You and I know that we're not perfect. You and I know that when we look deep down inside, we know that there's a million ways we are so unlovable. But yet God purposed to save you and I and to change you and I. But he didn't not only want to change you and save you from your sin, he wanted to adopt you and give you the full rights of sonship so that Jesus could become our brother. So you and I are blessed beyond all measure. And in fact, John 1:12 says, but those who did receive him, he gave them the right to become children of God. Those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become the children of God. And all these things, and it says this in verse 6, to the praise of his glorious grace that he lavished on us in the beloved one. That in Jesus he has lavished his love on us. That he has adopted us. That he has given us a glorious grace. An amazing grace. And not only that, we get to discover that because of Jesus, we are redeemed. And it says this in Ephesians 1:7, because of him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his grace. Redemption speaks of you and I were slaves to sin. And this is a theme that we find in the book of Exodus, where Pharaoh has taken the children of Israel and he has enslaved them. And God comes and says, let my people go. So God in Christ was looking at you stuck in sin, stuck in slavery to drugs, to sex, to food, to gambling, to fear, to all kinds of pleasures, stuck, addicted to sin. But God came and he said, let my children go. And how did he do that? It says this, that in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. That Jesus, when he was being stretched thin at the cross, he was dying for us. And as his blood was flowing, this was a way for him to clean us of our sins. And we stand today forgiven. We have been redeemed, and he has redeemed us, and his death was the death of our death and everything else that troubles us. You and I are blessed beyond measure in Jesus. Isn't that good news? And the last thing we find out is that because of Jesus, I have everything and more. Look at Ephesians 1:11. It says, in him we have also received an inheritance. Because we're predestined according to the plan of the one who works out everything in agreement with the purpose of his will. In Christ, we are chosen to share in the inheritance that is imperishable, that is stored for us in the heavenlies. It says that he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. And listen, this is so beautiful, because then, well, listen, as we're watching the stocks and the stock market crashing and all that, you and I have an inheritance that cannot be touched by a crisis like the coronavirus, that cannot be crushed or touched by anything. It is stored up in heaven for us. And so the privileges of Christ are mine and yours as well in Christ. We are blessed beyond all measure, church. And I love this, because we do not lose in Christ. It says, in him you also were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, when you believed. All we had to do was to come with empty hands of faith and believe. And it says this, and the Holy Spirit is the down payment of our inheritance. until the redemption of the possession to the praise of his glory. Listen to this, that God, when we believe what Jesus has done for us at the cross, that he has forgiven us, that he has adopted us, that he has set his eyes on us, that we are forgiven, and that all of a sudden we're given a deposit, the Holy Spirit is poured in us, we're given a deposit of the Holy Spirit, and he is given to us as a guarantee of the inheritance to come. And so that we know that, listen, we know that we are children of God, and that our future is bright. So therefore, this is able to sustain us through crisis. Can you see that, church? All this is done by grace, not because of anything that we have done. And scripture says that he took pleasure doing it. Scripture says that he was restoring in Christ the very goodness that he intended when he was creating us and when he was looking at us and saying, this is very good. And because of Jesus, we are blessed with the same blessing that he gave Adam when he created them. And the Bible says that he blessed them in Genesis 1 verse 28. And he said, be fruitful and multiply. And so in Christ, you and I are able now to live a life that is pleasing to God and bear the fruit of love, the fruit of joy, the fruit of kindness, the fruit of long suffering, the fruit of patience, of self-control. We're able now to resemble him, and we're able to live a life where we can please him, and that we're able to live a life that blesses everyone. We're able to live a life that glorifies him. He did this so that he can be glorified, so that the world can see him. So believe this today, church, that even when no one sees you, there's a God who has set his eyes on you. And so you are blessed. Even when no one sees you, because of Jesus' work, God's eye is on you and me. We are noticed. We are loved, and we matter to him. And listen, so if his eyes are on you and me, let us not worry about tomorrow. Let us not worry about anything. So then let's walk into him. And because we have been adopted, even when no one wants us, now we can run and climb up the lap of God, and we can whisper prayers. Everything that troubles us, we know that we are protected in him, and we share the full rights of sonship with Jesus Christ, and we are heard, and we can walk into his throne room boldly, and we can pray to him. Even when we are stuck in our own sin today, we know that now we have redemption and forgiveness in him. We can run to him, and we confess our sins, and we are cleansed in him. Listen, that is beautiful, right? And even when we know that in this life we might not have health, wealth, and prosperity, we can now run to him. And we know that in him we have everything that Christ has. We are rich in love. We are rich in mercy. We are rich in everything that pertains to godliness. And so therefore we will not run to anything for significance and security or anything. So I want you to imagine this. And as you imagine this, believe that it is ours in Christ. Imagine what our lives would look like if we were living out of this checking account. A checking account of in Christ. And we lived our lives out of this. Listen, we wouldn't seek to be seen because we're already seen by the King of Kings. We wouldn't seek to fit in any other places because we already belong to him. We wouldn't seek to camp in our sins, and we wouldn't despair in our sins, but we will live as freed people because we will rise up and sin will not have dominion over us. We wouldn't search for significance anywhere. We wouldn't search for security anywhere, but we will run to Jesus because he is everything that we need. This is what we have in Christ, church. And so today I want you to know more than anything that in Christ, you and I are blessed. And so in times of crisis, what do? We walk into the vault of God's blessings for us. And as his children, we can begin to cry out to him. And we will find that we are heard, that we are seen, that we have everything that we need, and in Christ Jesus, that we are forgiven. Would you believe that today? Would you take that? Would you come with empty hands of faith and grab that in Christ Jesus? If there's any part of you that says, yes, I want that, I believe that is yours in Christ Jesus. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we come before you. We thank you that in you all your promises are yes and amen. And so for my friends that are watching today, for my brothers and sisters, let this be not a time of despairing. Let this be a time where we anchor down in the fact that we are already blessed in you, blessed and highly favored. And so thank you so much, God, that in you, God, we are secure, that in you we are heard, that in you we are blessed. So even in this time, we cry out to you, have your way. And if there's anyone, God, that does not know you, and they have seen these blessings as something attractive, let them call upon your name and be saved. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from City Church, located in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For additional information, please visit citychurchpa.org.